This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, Predatory Medical Billing, a May 27th study from a healthcare research and policy team at Johns Hopkins University found 28 hospitals in all have sued patients in Texas for unpaid hospital bills since 2018. The study also found a law firm in Texas handled 83% of the suits. Co-author Dr. Marty McCary, a surgeon and a professor of health policy at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, also the author of The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It, told me the findings stemmed from a grant-funded look into surprise billing and pricing nationwide.
The news, by and large, in Texas was good. 93% of Texas hospitals have never sued a single patient. So there are many role model hospitals in terms of going down a certain path to try to get collections, but not actually suing low-income patients to try to put a lien on their home or garnish a bank account, which is actually the extreme form of what we call predatory billing in medicine. And that occurred at about 7% of Texas hospitals.
Is there any tie that binds between these hospitals as to why they chose to sue?
No rhyme or reason. You know, sometimes it was a for-profit hospital. Some of these hospitals are nonprofit. They pay no taxes on millions or hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue because they have a criteria that they claim they have met with the IRS to be tax exempt because of community benefit. And we've argued on the advocacy side of our work that you can't have it both ways. You can't pay no taxes and then argue you have to shake poor people down in court to garnish paychecks or put liens on their homes.
The hospitals did recover, what, about $18 million or so? But that's, what, far less than 1% of their total revenue. And the people they were going after were largely low income. So what's the point of suing?
There's not a lot of money in it. And it turns out we identified one lawyer, one law firm in Texas that files 83% of Texas lawsuits on behalf of hospitals. And basically
that's what's happening. That's the Deloney Law Group based in Dallas.
So they go to hospitals and say, hey, we're going to help, quote unquote, collect your bad debt. Sounds like a good cause. But actually what they're doing is terrorizing low-income folks in court. The people are getting served papers. They don't understand these court documents that they get. Some of these folks are not, you know, savvy with the legal process. They don't know their rights.
We did contact the Deloney Law Group, and they did not respond to our request for a comment.
Many of the CEOs and senior executives have no idea that their own hospital is suing patients in court, using court orders to get routing numbers and account numbers from individual bank accounts of patients that can't afford their bills and pull the money right out of their bank account or put liens on their car. Most hospitals have stopped when we brought this to their attention.
Just to be fair, though, a hospital does have the right to ask a patient to pay an unpaid debt.
Look, absolutely. I'm a doctor. I think doctors deserve to be paid. Hospitals deserve to be paid for their services. We don't want people free riding.
But what's going too far?
How far do you go? Number one, if you are a nonprofit institution that claims community benefit as a way to avoid millions of dollars in taxes. Point number two, the patients are begging for a price. Sometimes they get the bill and they're just begging for an explanation, or they're begging the hospital to help them figure out if they have to pay or this is supposed to go to insurance. And people are lost in this blame game between collections and the law firm and the insurance company and the hospital billing department. And people are frustrated. 64% of Americans say they have avoided or delayed medical care for fear of the bill. That's a disgrace. That is affecting health outcomes. And it is a problem we can fix.
When faced with a lawsuit for unpaid medical debt, do people have options or recourse?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of them, and most patients are just unaware. First of all, patients are often told by these law firms they don't need to show up on their court date. That may be true, but then you have a default judgment. You lost the case. So don't believe that lie that gets perpetrated. The judges often tell me, look, we'd love to hear from these individual patients. They just need to explain their situation, and we want to be sympathetic to them. You should review your bills because 20% of medical bills have an error in them. You can look up the market price at a number of websites like Healthcare Blue Book, and you can Google reference-based pricing. And there are many ways that you can create public accountability. That's what we need, public accountability for America's community hospitals to rebuild the public trust in hospitals as a safe haven.
Dr. McCary, thank you for your time.
Great to be with you, Sam.